So it can be quite challenging at times to shift our reference points for how we're going to engage with our experience with life. And so certainly it can be quite a challenge to begin having mindfulness be a reference point, presence, attention, that's important. That's really the reference point for the kind of the orientation by which we're going to live our life, is by being attentive, being present, being mindful. Mindfulness has a quality of being deliberate and conscious. You know that you're mindful while you're mindful. And even though it might be a challenge, it's a really worthwhile challenge to begin cultivating and developing mindfulness. And in that mindfulness is a factor of awakening, mindfulness then is a factor of awakening. We don't just do it mindfulness for its own sake, but mindfulness is what's going to allow for the possibility of liberation or freedom. It's a condition for freedom. So it has a great promise built into it. In being mindful, we have to know a little bit what mindfulness is. And then, if you know what it is, then you can know when it's not present. You can know, now mindfulness is present, and now it's not present. And there's a wonderful kind of positive catch-22, perhaps, a paradox, is that if you know that mindfulness is not present, bingo, you're mindful. It's right there. So don't despair because mindfulness is not present. Just if you recognize, oh yes, mindfulness is not present, there's mindfulness there. It's very valuable, that realization, that to see that, oh yes, here I am. And then once you know what mindfulness is and know its presence and its absence, then you can start understanding what it takes to make it present. How do you make mindfulness present? How do you awaken it? And it's a very important quality to learn how to awaken it. Sometimes it's awoken simply by just simply turning it on, like a light switch in a dark room. So pay attention to what's going on. And sometimes it's awoken kind of a high quality mindfulness, perhaps by getting enough sleep, perhaps by having enough exercise, having the body well toned, conditioned, perhaps by being inspired, having a certain level of confidence in yourself or confidence in practice. So whatever, you know, so beginning to understand the conditions for what is it that brings mindfulness up. And once it's up, what are the conditions that helps it to get stronger, to cultivate it? And certainly part of the conditions that make it stronger is acting on it, doing it like a muscle. It gets stronger and stronger. But part of it also is other conditions we put in place. Again, getting enough rest, having enough inspiration and faith and sense of purpose of why you're doing this. Having a sense of maybe some concentration, developing some sense of persistence, some patience. There's a lot of qualities that are kind of needed in order to help develop and cultivate and strengthen mindfulness. So part of what we do in mindfulness practice is we recognize the presence of mindfulness, we recognize the absence of mindfulness, we recognize the conditions that bring about mindfulness, and we recognize once it's come about, how do we cultivate and strengthen this wonderful and important quality. So we kind of use our intelligence and engage in this practice. You know, we don't have to check our intelligence at the door, but rather we kind of engage at this in an intelligent way. You know, what is it? What is this mindfulness? How do I engage it? And that engagement of our intelligence, our investigation, is hopefully something which is helpful, helps us to relax and be at ease, not to be tense and anxious about what we're studying, but rather the very study itself puts us at ease. So again, then place yourself in an alert, comfortable posture. So gently close your eyes. And then take a moment to check in to how you are right now. Take stock. And as you do that, offering a kind of attention or presence for how you are. And then if it's possible, let yourself be at ease. Be at ease with your body, however it is. Maybe as you exhale. Let yourself be easy with whatever's happening in your body. Let yourself be at ease in your mind. Even if it's uneasy in there, be easy with that. And let yourself be at ease in your heart. Being easy with what is, then awaken presence or mindfulness, attentiveness, like you're turning on a light in a dark room. Let that mindfulness attend to your breathing. Perhaps there's a sense of being present for your breathing, like you'd be present for a good friend. Being mindful of the in-breath. Being mindful of how it feels to have the in-breath change to the out-breath. Being mindful of the out-breath and how it feels, what experience is like for the out-breath to change to the in-breath. perhaps each time that you exhale, also remembering to let go of your thinking. Because we don't need to think about the breath. It's really a somatic experience, to experience the breathing. If it's a great challenge, difficulty to be with the breathing, then remember you don't need to be in conflict with anything, but to open the attention up, maybe a bird's eye view of what is happening. Not to think about it further, but to have a sense of presence towards this as well. Letting attention or mindfulness be the reference point or the orientation, that which is important. And then from the foundation of mindfulness, you can sharpen the mindfulness or attention by looking more closely at phenomena, at experience, like a magnifying glass, getting a sense of the details in this present moment, how it's experienced. There can be investigation. And there can be a clear knowing when a factor of investigation is not present. And you can know when it is present. You can know when you're looking more carefully, engaging, or when you're not. And if investigation is not active and present, you can know that, and you can look into that a little bit more carefully. What's that like? What's happening? And as you're cultivating presence, mindfulness, it's also possible to investigate the state of your mind. Is your state of your mind relaxed or at ease? Is it tense? Is your general state one of engagement or of hesitation? Is there laziness or is there effort? Is there anxiety or contentment? Is there striving and pushing and judging? Or is there acceptance? So you can also investigate while you practice the quality of the mind, the subjective quality of how you are. And bring that presence to the quality of your mind. Hold that in the palm of your awareness. Is the quality of your mind, state of your mind, clear or tired, groggy? Is the quality of your mind reactive? The investigating factor does not judge, it just sees. Perhaps in doing that, it helps you be more relaxed and at ease. It helps you have just the right quality of attention so that you can try to sustain the attention on the breath, one breath after the other. Investigation adds to mindfulness the question, what is this? Thank you. recognizing when mindfulness is present, recognizing when it's absent. When you recognize that it's absent, no need to begin again. You have begun again.